Like the rest of the nation, Texas has struggled to reverse growing health care costs. One bill from the 2003 legislative session was designed to do just that. It's called the Medicaid Enhanced Care Program.
The impetus for that came from data showing that a relatively few number of our Medicaid clients with certain chronic diseases were incurring a disproportionate share of the overall program costs in Medicaid.
Medicaid's the state-run program providing medical benefits to poor Texans. Jennifer Harris with the state's Health and Human Services Commission, the HHSC, says some 55,000 Medicaid enrollees were costing Texas at least $500 million a year. But if those members could be reached and helped by healthcare providers before they became emergency room statistics, Texas could save money. Work-at-home agents like Kathleen Stipp have taken on that task. Last week alone, she called 900 Medicaid enrollees.
This is Kathleen. I'm calling on behalf of Texas Medicaid, and we're calling to follow up on a mailing that we had sent you in regards to our new condition support program.
Kathleen Stipp is a 20-year insurance company veteran who lives in Houston. These days, she supplements her income by calling Medicaid members as a contractor for Plano-based Working Solutions, a work-at-home company. Stipp spent several hours learning the basics of the program.
We do ask how they're feeling and how they're doing. In some of these conditions, I mean, we're talking asthma, you know, diabetes, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and coronary artery disease. They do have medical situations. If it's something that is immediate and needs immediate help, we can, you know, triage them to a nurse to talk to them and direct them to the nurse's line, too.
The nurses on Stipp's referral list work for McKesson Health Solutions, the business chosen to save Texas some Medicaid money. In fact, says the HHSC's Jennifer Harris, Texas may be the only state to require guaranteed savings.
We anticipate saving $28.6 million in just the first year alone. And if they don't reach that threshold, if they don't meet that $28.6 million or 5%, they actually have to pay the difference back to the state.
McKesson Health Solutions is confident it'll save the state money and make itself money. Mike Motis oversees McKesson's operations and strategic projects.
Our service does pay for itself, and that is the reason that the states go into programs like this. We go through working with the state to identify the people with the targeted chronic conditions. In this case, it would be asthma, heart failure, and diabetes would be the primary conditions. And we reach out to those individuals and work with them to get them enrolled into a program to help them manage their condition and to help them work with their physician.
Texas is one of just 8 states fully implementing anything like this plan, according to McKesson. The program's still a work in progress and too young yet to evaluate. The state's Health and Human Services Commission says the work-at-home agents have helped sign up some 35,000 Medicaid recipients so far. For KERA 90.1, I'm Bill Zeeble.